First Samuel chapter 18, unique passage to be looked at on today. But let's see, can we study and see how we can arrange what God says? Because whenever we study a passage, we want to study and let God deal with the mental ability of our minds. Because socially, it is the mind. We all are trying our best to get to heaven. No perfect person in the world, but we're trying to get to heaven. It is that the Bible says, looking at 1 Samuel chapter 18 and beginning at verses number 1. And it came to pass that when he had in the speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more into his home where his father's house was. And then Jonathan and David made a covenant because they loved him as their own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garment, even to his sword and to the bow and the girdle. And David went out wheresoever Saul went and behaved himself wisely. Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass that they came when David was returned to the slaughter of the Philistine, and the women came out of the city of Israel singing, and they were dancing and meeting with King Saul and tabrets and the joy and the instrument of music. And the women answered one another, and they played and said, Saul has slain his 1,000 and David his 10,000. And Saul got very angry and saying, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they ascribe only 1,000. What can he but try to take my kingdom? I'm trying to be simple, because the devil is always busy. And you have to make sure that God's word speak. Most of us, we live our lives socially with such bitterness in our heart that sometimes we come to church, we hold things so long that we cannot even be able to be Christian-like. It is interesting that in this lesson text that we're reading, I'm talking about this morning, one of the subjects that so many of us fall so short of, and I just want us to break free from it. And I know we can do it if we only let God and forget the setting of people around us. But that is the danger of bitterness. I feel a need to talk about that this morning. The danger of bitterness. Because bitterness is something, it's like stress. And it's like stress because of the idea that sometimes stress is something that you can't see, you can't feel on the inside of you. But I do know that the church here, all of us in our society, we get so bitter. You know, we get bitter. And sometimes we want to always correct other people, but we don't understand how much psychologically we are bitter on the inside of our own soul. Even the Trayvon concept, a bitter society. It's a bitter society. When do you get to the point, and I just want you to think about it with me, hear me out. When do you get to the point where you can go out and anyone has a license to carry a gun, you can go out and you can blast somebody and that's it? What kind of justice is that? I'm not asking, God is not asking us to be bitter about a situation, because as Christians, we have to carry ourselves, because the word Christ-like simply means we have to carry and conduct ourselves no matter what tragedies meet in society. That's why God called himself, Jesus can go through the judgment hall and keep himself all together because of the fact he has diminished from his mind bitterness. Remember now, and you got to see it with Jesus now. How is it that a Christ can die, come down here and die for us and go through all of this, and yet no matter what, he never holds grudges. He never brings things up through. No, listen to me now. He never holds grudges. He never brings things up. He doesn't slight individual because his sight is on what God has sent him to do. But most folk in our society are claiming, even in the church as well as outside, we're claiming to be Christian, but at the same time, we're holding on the inside of us such a bitterness that is dangerous to our soul. We have to find some time or another to stop blaming everybody else for something that we have had a mishap in our life. A daddy who wasn't with you and you upset about that. A wife who maybe you done left. Or something you done bad in your life and you haven't let that go. Most of us say we get baptized and we let things go. But actually, something we have not let go. It's called bitterness. It's called stressful bitterness. It's a danger. Now, here's the question. The question becomes relevant then. What are the steps that leads into that bitterness? What are the steps that cause me to go into bitterness? Here's the scenario, number one. Look at your Bible. Watch what the Bible says, because here's what the Bible says. But look, here's the catch. Here's the catch here. And it's real. Look at verse number one. Watch verse number one, because here's the thing now. And feel the flow. There is a danger, but we can get out of it. We can get out of it. Here's what the Bible says in verse number one. Somebody read the Bible. And it came to pass that when Saul is the king. Amen, church. Saul is the king. I have never seen David undermined the king. I ain't never seen it. I don't know what it is about people. When we come to members of the church, we always undermine somebody, but we say we're Christian, but we undermine. I ain't never seen. If you look at the Bible says it came to pass that the Bible says he was speaking to Saul, and Saul. Now Jonathan is the son of Saul. And the Bible says, look, the Bible says, and Jonathan was knitted. And look at the word knitted. The word is quasa. The word knitted here is binding. It is the idea of putting yourself together with another. Here the Bible said that Jonathan here was binding. Look at what it says now. He was knitting his soul with David. Now David is a servant that's working for Saul. He respects this. Let's see what God says. God said, his son knitted with David. You see, whenever you're a child of God, you can knit with people who are spiritual. There are some folk we can't. Look, even if the Bible said, be peaceable or live peaceful with every man. If it be. There are some folk we can't live peaceful with. You know why? Because they won't let us. Because they got another gender in mind. They say what they want them. They think what they want them. Here's David. Jonathan and David's souls now. And the word soul is nefesh. It means breathing, their breath. They're breathing, their breath is connecting with each other. And every child of God, whenever you're doing something for God, our breathing and our breath must meet and mesh together.